Hello and welcome back to the From the Nosebleeds podcast. I'm Thomas Pokernick, as always joined by Thomas Coburn and producer Paolo Gismondi. Season 3, episode 29 today as we jump into previewing week 7 in the NFL. Coburn, what's going on?
Nothing much. Busy week with school here. Got a midterm. I got it right after this. Quickly, I think we both agree. I can assume you like the Bills going for it.
This is the thing. If they go for it and they get it, everyone's praising. It's front page news with Sean McDermott on it, saying offensive genius, so aggressive, love this play style. And he doesn't get it. And let's be honest, Josh Allen on a QB sneak, how many times does he not get that?
Like, it's almost 100% he's going to get it.
100% of the time he's not going to get it. He did, exactly.
Yeah.
And what a push from the Titans D line. So yeah, no, you can't. I like going for it because
lovely. Yeah, the aggression.
They didn't stop Derrick Henry all night. If you leave it to a coin flip, Titans start with the ball. I don't know. I think there's a good chance Tennessee comes out and scores a touchdown, and you don't even get a chance to win. So go for it. Why not?
There we go. I love the aggression.
Yeah.
I'm
starting to come around with this. What I don't love was Brandon Staley last week because, you know, there's aggressive and then there's him. He's getting out of control. I don't know if you watched any Chargers Ravens. It was one of my spread picks. It was a disappointing loss for me.
He's really by the numbers, that guy. Eh? He just whatever the math says, he does it.
Have you seen the video of there's a high school coach who just won't punt? Doesn't matter. Always goes for it.
Yeah. And kick field goals. No kicking field goals and no punting.
Yeah. Brandon Staley's like a settled down version of him.
Does it ever get close to that? No. I think it gets to a point where teams will kind of relatively go for it on their own 40 if it's like 4th and 3.
I think now there's been an accepted no man's land in the NFL where it's like if you're too close to punt, you just go for it and sacrifice the field position. But then there's teams like, I don't know, the Dolphins a couple weeks ago, it was even like a 56 yarder and they decided to punt and pin the Colts on the 1 yard line. Like there's something to be said about winning the field position battle. I don't know. I'm not an NFL.
Just ask Bill Belichick punting on every 4th and short. So
yeah, there you go. Patriots fans are furious with that guy. That's for sure.
Yeah, he never done anything good for them.
Yeah. It's not like he brought them 7 Super Bowls. It was all Brady anyways. But yeah, week 7, a lot to talk about today. We got spread picks as well. You were 2-2 last week. I was 2-2 as well.
Yeah, I think you. Yeah, you were 2-2.
What a 12-12 fight for
me. I don't know what your overall record is, but it's got to be around something.
I feel like
that.
I'm around 11-13 because I've always been about a game behind, and I don't know if I've had a better week than you recently. Anyways, we'll jump into week 7. We get a Thursday night game that I guess maybe looked promising a couple weeks ago when the Broncos were 3-0. Those Broncos are now 3-3. The Browns that they're playing, are they also 3-3? They are.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's that they are so banged up this year. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, they were missing both the left tackle, the right tackle. Baker's arm's in a sling. He's got a separated shoulder. He's fighting through it. I don't know. Maybe it's a disappointing Thursday night football matchup because we've had great primetime games so far this year.
Yeah, I think the Broncos are just running into some luck here. Like, they'd probably lose this game, but, you know, they're like, okay, it looks like Baker's going to play.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't expect him to be fully healthy and fully capable of doing what he usually can. I guess it helps they're at home, but, yeah, they're so banged up. Maybe we see a little bit more of Odell getting into it. We saw it last week with now both their star running backs out. It's tough. Like you said, it would have been a couple weeks ago, would have been a really interesting Thursday night game. Can the Broncos get back on track? But now if you're the Broncos, you got to take care of business. You have to win this game. If you're that wild card team, like you think, you got to beat up on the banged up Browns.
Yeah. Honestly, there's not really a whole lot going on in this one, but I am a little interested to see. It's the Broncos on primetime, I'll be honest. Haven't watched a ton of them this year. Haven't really been crazy intrigued by them. But, you know, can Teddy get it done against a solid AFC team? That's the question. Browns, you mentioned Odell. I'm going Donovan Peoples-Jones. Huge, another huge game coming.
Hail Mary catch.
Yeah, that Hail Mary. The Hail Mayfield, as some were calling it. But yeah, that's Thursday Night Football. Browns are still favored in this one. which I think says a lot about how they're built. They're a very, very balanced team. It's a 3-point pick. I don't know. I do like the Browns to win, but I think it's going to be really uncomfortable just because of how hurt they are. But at the same time, like, the Browns are a team after week one, we said, oh, these guys can play with everyone in the AFC. They should have beat the Chiefs. Now they're sitting at 3-3, which I think we can all agree they're much better than their record suggests. They've had hard schedule as well. But yeah, it's they got to start winning games because the Ravens are 5-1. The Bengals are looking really, really good. And I think even the Steelers are 3-3 too, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to keep pace. If they lose this, yeah, the division might be out of stretch pretty soon.
We'll move on to Sunday's games now, starting with the 1 o'clock. Carolina Panthers going up against the New York Giants. Panthers start the season 3-0, the same as the Broncos, really. They now sit at 3-3. But for me, the story's honestly been Sam Darnold, because weeks one to three, he looked like the Sam Darnold that many expected him to be coming out of the draft. Weeks 4 to 6, he looked like the Jets' Sam Darnold. He's been throwing a ton of picks. It just hasn't seemed. They haven't gotten DJ Moore involved. And honestly, it's since McCaffrey's gone down that they've really had a tough time.
100%. But you also look at the other side, Daniel Jones. It's almost like the same thing, except it's been one game for Daniel Jones where he wasn't turning the ball over. And then all of a sudden against the Rams, it was just a total catastrophe. Once again, Rams, one of the best teams in the league. So I'm really interested to see how Daniel Jones, can he quickly just bounce back, you know, one of the best teams in the league, shake it off and go and beat a average Carolina team, maybe slightly above average. But yeah, can Darnold get back on track? I don't know. I kind of like the Giants here, maybe in a little bit of an upset, you know, territory. Daniel Jones has looked good aside from that one game. I know, you know, no Saquon, but it is what it is. I think maybe the Giants get it done here.
Are you back on the Giants wagon? Is this your formal?
Well, no, I'm just taking them to win this week.
You're going to have to release a statement like when Jordan returned to
back
to basketball, I'm back. And it's just Giants fan club going all in. I don't know. It's, to me, Carolina, I know their defense hasn't been as good as it was in weeks 1 to 3, but I still think they have a really respectable defense. It's hard for me to see the Giants pulling this one out, but I do like Daniel Jones. I mean, he kept it really, he beat the Saints. He's kept it close in some weeks. I don't know. I feel like when I have confidence in this team, they'll disappoint. So maybe I'll just pick the Panthers and see what happens. But yeah, not a whole lot there as well. We'll keep it going. Washington football team, who have been one of the biggest disappointments of the year as well, going into Lambeau. Green Bay's 9.5-point favorites. What do you think? Green Bay makes it, what, 6 in a row now if they win this game?
Yeah, looking like it. Washington is just, you know what? Give credit to their defense there a bit last game. They finally showed a little bit of life. It ended up Mahomes, you know, he ended up putting up his points, but you know, they made a couple of plays, a couple of interceptions on, I mean, I don't know what that throw was by Mahomes. They made some plays, give him some credit. But other than that, it's been just not good on either side of the ball. I think Gibson only rushed the ball 10 times last week or something like that. Like they didn't get him involved. Obviously game script plays a part, but you have a running back like that, you got to get him more touches. The offense is just week to week. You don't know what you're going to get. Taylor Heineke, it's like sometimes him and McLaurin are cooking. And then other weeks, there's just nothing going on. I don't know what I'm going to get from this team week to week, aside from their defense being below average and disappointing.
Yeah, I think it's mostly, we all expect the Packers to win this one. It's mostly that 9.5 points. Honestly, I think the Packers do cover. If the year started in week two, we'd probably be talking about this team as one of the best in the NFL. We still are. But that week one, I think, sort of tainted them. And now we're all starting to realize how good and how balanced the roster is. Still have some concerns on the defensive side of the ball. But with Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, like, unless it's the Washington defense of last year times two that comes out, I think the Packers will be able to score and score a lot. So I do like them in this one. And I might even like them to cover the 9.5.
I mean, we'll just have to see Chase Young just destroy Aaron Rodgers for me.
Has he even had a sack yet this season?
I think you I dropped the Washington defense in fantasy. I drafted them, and I'm done. I'm done with them. I don't even want to watch them anymore.
we'll head over to an AFC North rivalry, the Ravens and the Bengals. Bengals one game back from the Ravens. They've been maybe the most impressive team so far in terms of not necessarily over exceeding my expectations, but I knew Joe Burrow would have a good season. I didn't think the rest of the roster would be able to help him pick up wins. To me, 6 points feels like a lot for the Ravens because I don't think they're indestructible. We saw the Colts push them to the brink of losing. We saw the Lions do it.
Listen, I don't know. To be honest, I like the Ravens here. Now, the Bengals, they impressed me a bit last week. First of all, I think this is the best 1 o'clock game. I know the Chiefs and Titans play, but I think this is the best 1 o'clock game. This is what I'll be watching for the majority of the slate. The Bengals last week, what impressed me most was their defense. I thought that I knew the Bengals offense didn't impress me last week. It's against the Lions and they have all that talent. I expected them to show out and put up 30 plus points, but the defense, I thought the Lions would be able to hang around. We've seen their offense be able to kind of put up points at certain spots recently, not so much, but you know, the Bengals, they shut them out in the first half. I like to see that from them, but I don't know. I think this is their first. This is a real, it's a real game. Nobody expected too much from the Bengals. Yeah. Now it's, this game is for first place in your division. This is like a big boy game here. You're playing the Ravens, a team that has been good for the last, the Ravens are always, they're never bad, you know? So it's, people expect something from you. What can you do when there's actual expectations? I'm really interested to see how the Bengals respond to that.
Yeah, it is a huge, huge test, especially because in the division, they're 1-0 in the division so far. They beat the Steelers, which at the time was an upset. A lot of people were surprised. But yeah, you're right. The Ravens right now, they look like the class of that division just because of how banged up the Browns are. So it's a big, big test for Burrow. It's on the road as well. I mean, I think he'll be able to make it a really, really close one. He's really impressed me in recent weeks. Just everything about him is so, you know, the way he handles himself, he just looks so calm and collected. And the connection with Ja'Marr Chase really, really is dangerous. But you can't ignore what the Ravens have done as well. They've been awesome, so it should be a great game. We'll go to another divisional matchup, and these two teams are meeting for already the second time this year, the Jets and the Patriots. The Patriots picked up a win in the first game. I think it was Mac Jones' first win of his career in week two. I don't know. The Jets have still just not a lot of positives to take from this team. Of course, they're coming off a bye, though. So maybe they're just going to be ready to attack.
Robert Saleh off a bye. You don't want to face him off a bye as a head coach. He's never lost. Never lost really? As a head coach.
Never lost as a bye. This crazy stat.
Yeah, hard-hitting stats. I will watch precisely no minutes of this game. I will see the four interceptions that Zach Wilson throws on Instagram, and that'll be that. I have no interest in this game. Like, I think, yeah, the Patriots win. I think it's a torture chamber again for Zach Wilson. They're off a bye, so maybe he's extra rested so he can throw interceptions further down the field. But, like, other than that, like, I got no hope here for the Jets.
Just because of how, you know, unexcited you are for this game, we're moving on. We're moving on to another game that you're probably even less excited to see or hear about. And it's another team coming off bye against a team that elected not to take a bye, coming home from London. And honestly, now they absolutely should have taken a bye just to regroup after maybe the worst performance in recent memory. Of course, that's my Miami Dolphins playing against the Atlanta Falcons. You know it's bad when the Dolphins at home are underdogs to the Falcons. I never thought I would see this day. If you told me that 6 weeks ago, I would have been really, really scared for what's to come. And I probably wouldn't have even believed you.
You would have thought that the Falcons were back to they would. You would have thought their Super Bowl window was open.
Like, they're back. That spread. Like, yeah. Kyle Pitts is Gronk on steroids, and the Falcons can score 50 points in a quarter. That's what it would have taken for me to think, okay, the Dolphins aren't favorites at home. But
yeah, so last week was the first game that I really watched the Dolphins for more than, you know, a couple minutes.
What'd you think?
You guys look really good.
What'd you think about Tua? What'd you think about him?
Tua looked fine. There I'll you be go. Honest. He looked serviceable. He looked like a serviceable quarterback
too.
There you go, playing through it. He's a fighter.
So I want to hear your opinion on this, because I honestly, I know they lost, and I know it came down to some close calls. People have been blaming that little challenge that Flores threw and saying, oh, the ball hit the guy's finger. I don't care. Good teams, especially when you play against Jacksonville, you don't leave it to the ref's whistle to win a game. So I don't want to hear that excuse as to why they lost. But I honestly thought at halftime they should have been up 2 scores, if not 3. They had so many red zone field goals where they had to settle, and they just let them hang around.
Yeah, you let any team in the NFL hang around, and they'll either beat you or they'll come close. You've seen it happen even with the Lions a couple of times this year. Like with the Raiders, you let a team hang around, and every team in the NFL has some sort of talent on it. Even if they're one of the worst teams in the league, like Jacksonville, they'll make you pay. Yeah, the game should have been over in the first half, really, and it just wasn't. And Trevor Lawrence, there you go.
Trevor Lawrence finally showed he was good, Trevor Lawrence. I was impressed by him. Obviously, he didn't turn the ball over, or he had the fumble, no interceptions. But yeah, they let them hang around. Jacksonville scored the last drive of the second half, and then they got the ball to start the second. They scored again. All of a sudden, after dominating a first half, Miami's losing the game. Total disaster. But Falcons coming up by going up against the Dolphins. Do you think the Falcons should be favored?
No. I think this is like a pick'em game.
So this is just going to be a bidding war for spread picks then later in the show.
I will not touch the Dolphins. I will not pick them, even though I think it could be like a pick them, or maybe like a -1 or -1.5. Like, no shot.
You'll never touch this team. Fair enough. I don't blame you at all. I really don't. But
either team could lose by 30 in this game.
No.
Either team. It could be like Dolphins dominate, or it could
if
be like
Dolphins
Falcons
lose
are just
by 30 to the Falcons. You won't be seeing me next week. We're sending some sort of replacement. Because I just, that's it.
Okay, I don't know. We'll see. You think they're going to win, though?
I don't even want to make predictions about this
team.
Look
at the
confidence
falling.
I'm just going to keep making myself look stupid. We're going to move on to an actual game that has some respectable teams. The Chiefs against your Titans. That's what I'm calling them now.
Jesus. Because
would you say they're going to win 5 games? Yeah, they already have 4 wins. So,
well, they're about to go on an extreme
I think
cold
you can put the X
here.
Beside their name, too, in the division. Unless the Colts start feeding Jonathan Taylor more, you still believe in the Colts?
Don't count out the Colts. The Titans will impress you, and then
play them
in 2 weeks they'll blow a game.
Huge. Fair enough. They play the Chiefs at home. Derrick Henry, his last 5 games have been ridiculous. He already almost has 1,000 yards on the season. He has 10 rushing touchdowns. Second place in the league is 5. Like, anyone who thought this guy was slowing down, which I may or may not have said it's a possibility going into the season, is just an absolute fool, or they're looking like a fool now. The only thing that's concerned me about the Titans is Tannehill and the passing game. Julio Jones has been a massive disappointment. I know he ended up getting hurt last week. AJ Brown, I know he's battled injuries too, but he honestly hasn't had really a great season either. That part of the Titans has taken a step back, even though they're still winning games. It's like they're almost even more reliant on Henry than they were in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Brown made a couple plays last game, but yeah, as a whole, the passing offense hasn't looked that great. It's all because of Jonnu Smith. He was the key.
Yeah.
They lost him, and that's it. No more Jonnu Smith, no more passing game.
I mean, Jonnu Smith doesn't even get used in the passing game in New England. I don't know what he's there for.
He should have stayed.
He should have stayed.
Jonnu Smith catching 1 yard touchdowns and Derrick Henry fantasy owners losing their mind. My favorite thing.
And rushing for 1 yard touchdowns too.
Yeah, that's what
you can do. What a player.
But the Chiefs at -5.5 is really interesting on the road. Coming off that, I mean, is this a letdown spot for the Titans? I think potentially. You just beat the Bills. And before that, was the week before who did they play? Jacksonville, right?
Yes, Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry back to back 3 touchdown games.
Yeah, I think it could happen. He'd go 3 in a row. But that spread's really might be the weirdest spread of the week. I don't know what to think of that. I don't know why they're favored by so much, but Vegas clearly knows something that we don't.
I think I've finally said, like, in terms of the Chiefs, a couple weeks ago I viewed them as like no matter what, I would just never bet against these guys. And I know they ended up winning by big last week. But just because at one point the game looked like they were going to blow it, they ended up just pouring on the points in the second half, and Mahomes almost threw 400 yards. I don't, like, I'm starting to look at them and being like, okay, I don't know if I can even trust these guys. Like, their defense against Derrick Henry scares me, and the fact that Mahomes has been a little bit careless with the football, I think he's second in the NFL in interceptions this year. It's starting to take over my view of the Chiefs. So yeah, 5.5 does seem like a lot, but like I said, Vegas always knows something.
Well, speaking of Vegas, what about the next game here? Vegas and the Vegas and the Eagles, my favorite game of the week.
Hey, Vegas, did you get that spread pick right?
Yeah, they were underdogs.
They looked like a machine with their new coach. Derek Carr looked awesome. I think Kenyon Drake had 2 touchdowns on 6 touches.
He's back.
So Josh Jacobs fantasy owners are just livid. I don't know. The Raiders, I mean, they're 4-2. Yeah, they can move the ball. I still don't think that they're a top team in the AFC. If they get a wild card, I feel like I'll be surprised. Or if not, I'll just be disappointed in teams like the Patriots and teams like the Dolphins, who just imploded this season. I don't know. They should win this game. The Eagles are a disaster.
They look like they're running a college offense out there. They're just, like, enough with the QB draws. Like, you know, Jalen Hurts can run, sure, but I don't know. The Eagles have been...
Like, do you think they should dress Miles Sanders this week or no? Maybe only for the second half.
Just trade him. Trade him for a 7th-round pick.
I think he's a good player.
Like, no. I'm saying, but they don't use him.
Yeah. His rookie season, he was awesome. So why don't they... To me, they need to use him more. Jalen Hurts, if you look at his fantasy points, you think he's the best quarterback in the league. But last week, I think he was 6-for-16 at one point. He's had a tough time in recent weeks. He saves himself in fantasy with these rushing touchdowns. It's always late in the game. Oftentimes it's when the defense is probably playing prevent. I don't know. This is a team, you know, the Raiders to go to 5-2 would be huge, especially their second win under the new coach. And if they want to keep pace in the AFC, they have to win this game. And I think they should, that they're a better team.
Yeah, 100%. I think they'll win. The most interesting part about this is I want to see how their defense plays. They played really well last week. Can they kind of keep that going and shut down Jalen Hurts? Can they control him in the pocket? Because if you keep him in the pocket, you're going to win that game easily.
Yeah. I think we can tackle these next two games at the same time. Maybe the Rams and Lions we spend a little bit more time on, just because it is the return. Not the return, but it's Stafford's first game against his old team. It's the return of Jared Goff. So that's a 15-point favorite, the Rams. And then we got the Cardinals up against the Texans, 17.5-point favorites. That's the biggest spread of the entire season so far. I just think the Bills were 17 against the Texans, and they ended up winning 40-0. So they covered. First two things, do both teams cover, Rams and Cardinals?
No, one of them covers.
Are you going to say which one? Or are you just going to? Oh, the Rams. The Rams, no, cover.
The Rams
really
cover. I think the Rams cover for two reasons. You got a couple things. You want Stafford trying to embarrass his old team, and you want McVay. And McVay, you know McVay.
To do that.
But Goff sucks. Stafford's good. And you know McVay wants to make, like, he wants Goff to throw 7 interceptions.
Yeah,
game.
But the thing is, does McVay even coach defense? Like,
No. I don't care. I'm not. I know he doesn't coach defense. But
I don't
my
even
point
think
is,
he talks to his defensive players.
He will this week. He's gonna talk to Jalen Ramsey, and he's gonna be like, he'll cut him if he doesn't pick him off 3 times. Like, I don't care how you do it. Pick him off 3 times. I think this is gonna be a bloodbath.
I think it's 30 plus. I've almost been like rooting for the Rams every week. Like, if the Rams are losing, like when the Rams lost to the Cardinals, I was like, oh, come on. It's almost like I've just, because the Dolphins have been so bad this year, I'm just finding happiness in my March prediction that the Rams are going to go to the Super Bowl. But I don't know. I would love to see the Lions win this game. I would love it.
Me too. Honestly, if it's the one game we win, like, let it be this one against a team that will probably be like in the NFC Championship game.
And you have their draft pick too, so.
Yeah, that top 30 draft pick is going to be good this year.
Hey, the Dolphins are picking 3rd right now, but they don't have the pick. It's the Eagles. So You think
maybe they'll draft another running back?
What's that?
I said maybe they'll draft a replacement running back.
The Eagles?
For Miles Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that they would do right now. What a team. All right. So Rams cover 15. Cardinals don't cover 17.5. Honestly, the one game the Cardinals didn't completely blow me away this year was their easiest game of the season against the Jaguars. They were losing at halftime. They ended up covering, but it was not pretty at all. So maybe you got something on there.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of they kind of not toy with teams, but they're a little bit laid back when they're playing a weaker team, I've seen, I think. And even against the Niners when they were banged up, like with Lance. Yeah.
All right, we got three games left. This is another huge spread. Bears against the Buccaneers, 12.5 points. It's Brady against a rookie quarterback. I kind of get it. But last year, the Bears beat the Buccaneers in the famous, yeah, that's right, for, you know, when Brady didn't even know what down it was. Talk about a rookie mistake, Brady.
Oh God. If just that was the biggest like sportscaster line of all time. Yeah, this is the fourth down revenge game here. I don't know. Maybe are the, can you pick the Bears here?
I like, you know, the Bears, I mean, to cover. I don't know.
But Justin Fields against that pass rush and that run defense, they're not going to be able to run the ball.
And the thing is, I kind of feel like maybe I look at the Bears logo and that logo just screams good defense, just because they've historically have been a team that, yeah, but I don't know if I really trust their defense to slow down Brady. All those weapons, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, like one of them is, you know, one of them is going to have a great game every week. And is Gronk back?
They haven't confirmed it yet. So we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how the Bears are going to. It's a bad matchup because that secondary is so so banged up for the Buccaneers. But that's not what the Bears do. They're not a aerial, you know, assault team. That's not.
Is Darnell Mooney going to go for 150 maybe?
No, only on Jalen Ramsey. He can do that.
Darnell Mooney, everyone's favorite wide receiver in the NFL.
I kind of like him, actually. To me, it's
I don't have anything against him. Why would I hate Darnell Mooney?
You're making a mockery of the guy on the show right now. He's gonna have a good day. That's all if right. I can predict one thing about the game that's gonna happen, it's that Darnell Mooney. But Allen Robinson, like, has he? And I don't think it's on him because I still think he's a great wide receiver. But man, that guy's on the franchise tag this year, and he's just losing dollars as we speak because they're not throwing to him, they're not using him properly, and I just feel bad. Another guy hurt by the franchise tag over here. Should we dive into the primetime games? Sunday night, Monday night.
Yeah, because they're a little bit of a letdown.
So these are the two. This is the worst slate of the year. So if there's a week to plan something on a Sunday night or a Monday night,
it's this week.
It's week 7 in the NFL because the Colts against the 49ers. Like, what's the story here? Is it a DeForest Buckner return and revenge game? Like, is that what we have?
I mean, that's a revenge storyline. I think the storyline is Wentz looks really good. Like, can he continue that?
Yeah, last week he was he only completed 11 passes last week. But
he was hitting deep balls.
Yeah, and they won big time.
So, I mean, my pick to win the division, I think my pick, one of my bold predictions might have been that they're like in the AFC Championship. I don't know. But I've thought the Colts were going to be a pretty good team since the beginning of this year. They're my version of the Rams for you.
I mean, I think the Rams would be, well, they played each other, and I think it was, well, maybe the Rams won by 7. But
it was a close
game. I
don't know.
The one thing I'll say about the Colts is I don't see the balanced roster that I did a year ago. Right now, the offensive line is a little hurt. Obviously, Quentin Nelson's on IR, but I don't think that they have a top unit anymore. And their defense has been a little underwhelming. Last year, we had the Xavier Rhodes comeback story where all of a sudden he was back to being a great cornerback. I think he's hurt right now, and they just don't have the depth in there. And outside of Darius Leonard and DeForest Buckner, it's just kind of lackluster. That's for me why I don't think that the Colts are a really great team. But
and Garoppolo's back?
I think Garoppolo's back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get a read on the 49ers either. Really, you know what? We said this is underwhelming. I'm excited to see this game because I don't know what these teams truly have. yet. I still, because I think the 49ers going into the season, I thought they were NFC contenders.
And yeah, 2-3 is not what they hoped.
No.
I mean, it's a big game for both teams, right? Both teams have, I mean, if you're the Niners at this point, you still have division aspirations. I mean, it's tough at this point, but you at least, you still believe you're a wild card team, and same with the Colts. So yeah, huge game for both teams, but I don't know, on the road, can Carson Wentz get it done? Is he that back? That's the question.
We'll find out Sunday night. Monday night, the quarterback matchup we've all been waiting for, Geno versus Jameis. This is, honestly, I didn't think it could get any better than this. This is my dream.
No, I actually think the only thing that would make it better is the Seahawks signed Cam. And he played, but he couldn't play this week. But if he did,
Jameis versus Cam. It's all about Geno.
Jameis versus Geno. What a game this would have been if both teams were healthy.
Are you talking
like Michael Thomas was playing and Russell Wilson?
Drew Brees is that quarterback for the Saints?
Michael Thomas was actually coming back.
I'm just gonna say this: over under 5.5 interceptions in this game. That's it. That's the only thing we're gonna talk about.
Under.
Under.
Zero are thrown. It's gonna be a clinic by both.
You know what it's gonna be? A couple years ago, the Saints played the Giants, and this was like Eli Manning, Drew Brees. Both quarterbacks had 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The game was like 62-59 or something crazy. That's what it's going to be like in this game. But we'll go on to everyone's favorite part of the show, the spread picks. Both of us were 2-2 last week, as I said earlier. I'm dying for a winning week, and I need it to happen now. I think you have the first pick, so you're on the clock.
I do have the first pick. Let's go. Ooh, do I take the Thursday night? You know what? No. I go back to back weeks. Let's take the Raiders again, -3 against the Eagles. I'm riding with the Raiders here. Yeah.
You're going right to Vegas. Take
them to beat Jalen Hurts. Yep.
That's the heart of betting, and you're betting on their hometown team, and maybe you can make it 2 in a row. Not a bad pick at all.
Derek Carr.
I'm going to take the Bengals +6. I don't know if I just love underdogs against the spread, but I think the Bengals are I think that they're for real. And the Ravens tend to be, last week aside, where they absolutely beat the wheels off the Chargers, which was a big surprise. They tend to be in really, really tight games. And I think this one could go down to the wire. So give me the Bengals +6.
All right. I'll take the Giants +3. I like a bounce back here. I think everybody's a little bit down on them because of how bad they played last week. I think there's a bounce back game here. Maybe they win, but I think it's a really close game. I'll take the 3 points.
A little bit uncharacteristic for me. I'm going to take a big spread here. It's not the big ones. It's not the Rams. It's not the the Cardinals. I'm going to go Packers 9.5 at home, Lambeau Field. I think Devontae Adams is going to absolutely feast on this, what's been a tough year for a Washington secondary. I look for him to have another really big game. So give me the Packers 9.5.
All right, last spread. I'll do it. I'm taking the Rams -15.
Betting against your own team.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath, like I said. Lose by, maybe they double it up. Maybe they lose by 30.
Everyone knows what's coming from my last one. I don't even need to say it. Give me those Dolphins +2.5. If they were -3, I'd be taking them. I took them last week. Some people just never learn, and I'm one of those people betting on them again.
All right, and for the over-under here, I'm going to take the under of 42.5 in the Jets and Patriots.
I like that one.
No points will be scored.
I do. I got to say, 10-3. I'm going to take the under on Eagles and Raiders. It's a 49.
Oh, that's a dangerous. Right, you're playing a dangerous game.
No, trust me. These Raiders are shutting down. But you know what the thing is, why I'm playing
the garbage time points.
Garbage time points. I'm going to talk myself out of picking this now, but no, you can't back out of a decision like that. Okay, you know what? I'm switching.
Okay.
Give me the under 47.5 on the Cardinals and the Texans.
I like that much better.
Because it could be 40-0 again like the Bills did to the Texans. So fingers crossed with that one. But that's the week 7 spread picks. Those are the week 7 previews. Hopefully we both have winning weeks. Hopefully we're 4-0 when we come back on the show next week. But if you made it to the end, Thank you for doing so. Make sure to like, subscribe, and I always forget something. So anything else?
Comment your biggest lock of the week. You got a good fan engagement. This guy doesn't know. All right, have a good week, guys.
Take care. See ya.